So what are we going to talk about the day before Christmas and the week before New Year's? And
Well,
I don't even know where we're at.
So as of recording, it's a couple of days before Christmas, about 4 days before Christmas.
And all through the night.
Well, no, nothing's happened yet. Everything's cool. But, you know, I figure we'll talk a little bit about God of War, because I know you've just 100%ed it, and I know you're itching to talk about it.
Oh, I don't know if I'm really itching to talk about it. I'm very excited that I 100% the game, and
you got your sweet platinum trophy.
Oh my god, so nice! That ding that you get for a platinum trophy is a really satisfying sound.
I get the bigger joy from seeing the achievement thing pop up.
Oh yeah,
I like the numbers. Numbers go high, and I feel very happy.
At first, I really was kind of skeptical about the trophies, but I think I'm fine with them.
Yeah.
There's no number game, really. There's like, you know, you get a little score, but I feel like there's like an okay. It's fine.
They're both fine. I personally like the number going up.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do really like, I like the idea that you can get a platinum trophy. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's really fun.
Oh, that's a good one. That's an
excellent. Well, that's awesome. So you're 100%. I guess we can make it official. Is Elden Ring still your game of the year?
It is like I said in the text earlier, it's a tie. First half is Elden Ring, second half is God of War. I just can't. I know people were like, there's only one. You can only have one. It's like, no, you can have two. There could be a draw. Why can't there be a draw?
You could have a 1 and 1A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people would call you a coward, but that's not me.
No, that's not being a coward. That's being understandable. If you finish God of War, you'll realize that that's not a coward act.
Sure. I will find out. Wait, what's not a coward act?
Saying that God of War is game of the year alongside with Elden Ring.
That's fair. I'm excited to finish it.
Yeah, you see? Look at that. Boom.
I'm just saying. Some would say it's a coward's act to claim two game of the years.
Well, to be fair, it's a coward's act to claim you pretend to like Elden Ring.
Wow.
It's true. You're just doing it for internet clout.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. That's just the reaction I wanted.
Great.
So
Elden Ring, more like Elden Ringo, because just like that beetle, it's garbage.
Anyway.
Not my best.
It's not. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Hang on.
But now that the idea is in my head, I'm going to Photoshop that.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Oh, it's already happening, fam.
That's fine.
He's getting out his PowerPoint. He's making a flowchart. See how to make the joke
PowerPoint?
Click.
No, it's Photoshop, sir.
This is. I do kind of like this. The few days before Christmas episode just feels like a grab bag. You know, when you listen to another podcast, they're kind of like, you know, we're just gonna look through the mailbag and answer some questions.
Except we don't have a mailbag.
We don't have a mailbag, so we're just going to have fun. We're going to wing it this whole episode.
Yeah, I guess we could talk about this. What is your what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Okay, I like that. What if I have a tie?
God damn it! Stop tying
then
things.
It's a coward's act.
It's not.
Pick something. Pick one. You can only have one. I don't care what it is.
It's Die Hard.
Oh, I hate when people say Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
All right, fine, and Scrooged. Scrooged
is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, Scrooged.
I'm not opposed to people claiming Die Hard as their favorite holiday movie, but it's not a Christmas movie. It's a movie at Christmas.
It's still a Christmas movie. It's happening during
Christmas. It's at Christmas.
It's happening during a Christmas party.
it's at Christmas. Christmas plays no part of it. It could be at any time.
You know, if you take out the terrorists, then it's a Christmas movie.
But then it's not Die Hard. It's just a weirdo hanging out at his ex-wife's party.
Trying to win her back.
I can't talk to you when you're like this. Muppet Christmas Carol, Scrooged.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you got, Chris?
Well, the one I always watch is the animated The First Grinch.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That gives me a lot of warm fuzzies around Christmas time. Yep, Chuck Jones, Boris Karloff.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
Unfortunately,
the Grinch smile is great.
Unfortunately, the downside is that my wife's favorite Grinch is the Jim Carrey one, which we have to watch immediately after.
Well, that's problematic.
It's a big problem.
Why? It's good.
It's not.
Is it?
No.
You know what else is? The Illumination Bill Hader one.
Yeah, that went right through me. I saw it and I have no memory of it, so.
That's my favorite. I love watching a movie and then like 3 days after you're like, I don't remember ever seeing that movie.
I really wanted to like it and it just didn't happen. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I think we're at the moment of our life where everything is just fine.
I don't know about that. I mean, there's some stuff that...
You know, Fortnite is dealing with a lawsuit, dealing with being predatorial towards children and selling them through micromanage, like microtransactions. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's fine.
Anna, say hi. Say hello, Chris.
Hi, guys.
Ah, hello.
Aww.
Say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
What sound does a bear make?
That's what bears sound like. It's
what
true.
They sound like.
Anna, what sound does a horse make? Oh, you want a sip? She wants my hot chocolate.
Horses don't lie.
Anna, what sound does a horse make?
What's one of those?
That's right, nay. Anna, what sound does a cow make?
Shazoo.
There it is. Anna, what sound does a Chris make?
Bitch.
Yeah, that's right. Good job.
Stop teaching your child that.
She needs to learn the truth, Chris.
No, she doesn't.
So you admit it's the truth. She just doesn't need to learn it.
You shut up.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Josh, what's your favorite Christmas present you ever got?
My favorite Christmas present?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
I'm going to have to rattle my brain.
I know what my favorite Christmas present was.
What is it, buddy?
The marriage to my wife in 2018.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, so what sweet. A fucking kiss ass.
That is the sweetest thing.
No, it's not. Don't encourage that.
Caitlin said
all of y'all are married. You need to up your game.
Yeah, you're right. not gonna go against
Anna's
that.
Anna's running around with a dinosaur doll and growling. It's annoying.
Nice. Good for her. Yeah, I can't think of what my favorite Christmas present is. I know I got a PlayStation 2 one Christmas, and I think that's a pretty solid gift.
Honestly, yeah. I think that might be mine. I got a PlayStation 2 launch year. Yeah. My parents worked so hard to find it for me. We ended up having to go to a pawn shop and buy one of those forced bundles.
Ugh. Oh, crazy.
Like, during the launch of the PS2, not the world's greatest launch lineup, so the games I got as part of the forced bundle were Kessen, Tekken Tag Tournament, and Dynasty Warriors 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. That's pretty okay.
What an odd...
The following Christmas was just... Oh, and I got Time Splitters.
That's not too bad.
But yeah, good times. I have a question. What about you, Chris?
Well, famously, I asked for... a Super Nintendo and a PlayStation from every year from 1991 to 2005, and I didn't get it.
Wow. Yeah. How did your mom hate you so much?
She said, and I quote, "I thought it would interfere with your studies," which, frankly, I didn't need any help interfering with my studies. I wasn't a great student to begin with.
Nice.
So I did get a Game Boy, and that was super hype.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, the Game Boy is still sitting on my desk right now in a stand.
That is pretty awesome.
But yeah, no, I asked for either one of those for 15 years before I just gave up.
All right, I got a question for you, Chris, and then Josh.
Yeah.
Favorite Christmas food or drink that is like synonymous with the season? You know what I mean? Like things that when, like, you know, fall is pumpkin spice.
Right.
Yeah. But like when it's Christmas time, like what is the food or drink that like, that's your jam?
Well, I know this is going to sound really like Southern Louisiana, but seafood gumbo.
That's Christmas?
That's Christmas. That's our family makes seafood gumbo for Christmas.
Okay.
And as a tradition, every Christmas day, we make seafood gumbo.
Huh.
Oh, I like that tradition. I didn't know
that was considered a Christmas. Now, like, so in your family it's considered, but like not
right. Well, large. You know, I think in New Orleans and Louisiana, there are people who do like filet gumbo and different gumbos for Christmas. But if I'm gonna do traditional American Christmas beverage, I would say hot chocolate with a lot of marshmallows, the little ones.
Oh yeah,
I'm inclined to agree about the hot chocolate, little marshmallows.
See, I'm gonna mix it up, and it's peppermint hot chocolate.
Ooh yeah. Ooh, if they magically made peppermint marshmallows, most likely they do.
They gotta, right?
Know. Right, they gotta. That's a game changer.
Food wise, for me, it's peppermint ice cream.
Eggnog with bourbon.
Caitlin's is eggnog with bourbon.
Eggnog.
I do like a regular non-alcoholic eggnog.
Yeah, eggnog gelato is delicious.
Ooh,
gelato, what do you say?
Yeah, eggnog gelato. Angelo Bacata's on Carlton.
Yeah.
Boom. Eggnog gelato. It is
okay.
I get the Evan Williams eggnog.
Oh, you know what? You don't know what's going on there is specifically gingerbread cookies.
Gingerbread houses. We're going to build those this week.
I know. You guys are dealing with snow.
We're going to have snow, allegedly, Saturday.
Yeah. Florida might even get some.
That's some bullshit.
Why? You're getting your snow no matter what.
Yeah, we flew out here just for snow. If I knew, we could have just gotten it by going nowhere.
Well, I mean, whose fault is that?
Ooh, Caitlin, look at the snow now. Oh my God, it's like horizontal.
Nice.
The snow's like horizontal now.
Oh, you guys are gonna wake up to the tons of snow.
Oh, this is getting big. Oh, this is gonna be dope.
The best part about snow for you guys is you get to enjoy all the good stuff and not like the week 5 sludge snow.
Yeah, we get the freshness.
Yeah.
Apparently loved it so much, the second we came inside, she just started asking me to go back outside.
Nice. Just throw her out there. See how long she's around.
I've seen...
I'm so excited for tomorrow when it's just, like, fluffy and fresh. We're going to just drop her in there and do snow angels.
Nice. I've seen videos or pictures of in the Nordic countries. They just leave babies outside in the snow. And toughens them up.
It makes them strong.
You're a monster, Chris.
No. They're wearing like fuzzy clothing, you know, not just dropping them off in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop out real quick and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, no worries. So yeah, we got hot chocolate. We got PlayStation 2s. Christmas is the time of year. I really don't know. Today is the first day of winter, anyway.
Yeah, for all you filthy pagans, it is the solstice.
I know. Happy Yule, everybody.
Yeah.
The real holiday.
Sure. I mean, whatever. No, it is. I do like the whole month of December has been co-opted as it's important for everyone.
Yeah, it's cool. It's everyone's month. It's winter. It's cold. Deal with it.
Yeah. Look, everything's miserable. It's winter. The year's ending. Let's just start over. Everyone relax.
Everybody gets something. It's cool.
Yeah.
I like it. Honestly, I like there's multiple festivals and multiple things to celebrate in this month, because for me, it's kind of like a dead month. It's a month where I don't really work because there's just not really any shows happening in December. Or if there is, it's a very limited amount of shows that happen in December.
Yeah, they want to spend time with their families.
Yeah, we all spend time with our family. You know, us Hollywood liberal elites that hate Christmas so much take off the whole month of December to spend time with our family and to celebrate Christmas.
I appreciate that you included yourself in the Hollywood elites.
Yeah, I know, me too, and I'm not.
No, you're the Hollywood South elites.
Yeah, that's true. But no, it's a good time. It's one of these, you know, times of year where it's just it's not that cold, but you know.
There's definitely some real senioritis going on at my job, where like it's very much like, oh, two more days till Christmas, huh? Gotta get out of here.
Gotta go. That's what I feel like with Kate's job too. It's kind of like everyone's just like, whatever.
Well, what are we doing? Why are we doing something this week?
Yeah. It's December. I feel like December should be the month in America. You know how Europeans take all of August off and they're like, fuck it, we're just taking August off?
Yeah.
I really feel like December in United States, everybody should have off.
I agree.
Everyone should have off. Fuck it.
Yeah. And I'd also, work, I'd also like a pony too, but that ain't happening, so.
I know. That's fine. You're not going to get a pony. When are you going to get Christmas?
You're not going to get December off.
Yeah, you're not getting December off. You have to be a liberal
Hollywood elite.
just remember, our industry makes tons of Christmas movies.
They do. I've seen some of them this year. Okay, let me ask you this, since we're talking about Christmas and Christmas movies. Do you have the patience for the Hallmark holiday movies?
I don't. Oh, not at all. And they're made for somebody, right?
They're made for my wife, yeah.
I know. I feel like they're made to remind you that this is an okay time of year.
Yeah, it's real propaganda.
It is. It's Christmas propaganda.
I will say, though.
Liberal Hollywood elites.
I will say, though. Don't worry, Kevin Sorbo's got a new movie coming out in January. Don't worry, yeah. God's Still Not Dead, Part 7. No, I will say, though, for those Hallmark movies, and you know, Netflix has gotten in on it and made their own crap holiday movies. I will say that they're keeping a lot of people in work.
Oh yeah, no lie.
You can knock out like five of those movies in a year, and everyone gets a paycheck. So I got to give it to them on that regard.
Yeah. Yeah. No lie.
And you know what? They're all bad, but like, if you buy into the badness of it, you kind of come out the other end like, all right, that was, you know, I've wasted more time doing something else.
It's true. They're good time killers, and they're good. They're just really good. They're like
the cinematic equivalent of junk food. You know, you just.
Yeah,
it's like eating a bag of Lay's. You're just sitting there, you crunch on them, and you're like, "Oh, all right."
I could have done something better, but you know what?
I could have gone to the gym, but I'm just eating chips.
Yeah, this is gonna be fine.
Yeah.
It's all fine.
It is. I guess since we're getting it this year, this is a distinctly unique Southern Louisiana thing. White Christmases, yay or nay?
I say nay.
No, really?
I say no way. No. I'm so like, I know we're going to have a cold Christmas this year, and it's not going to be a white Christmas, but it's going to be cold and annoying. Because our cold here is bone-chilling, and it's unforgiving. And I just got back from Colorado, and, like, 15 degrees in Colorado, I was like, I'm in shorts right now walking around, and this is fine. I can't do that in 25 degrees in southern Louisiana, where the humidity is just going into your bloodstream and freezing.
Yeah.
So white Christmas, no. I prefer Christmas at like 60 degrees. And
so you'd want like, you want to go like to the Bahamas for Christmas.
The Bahamas are warmer.
Okay, well, a Florida Christmas, a Disney Christmas.
Yeah, Disney Christmas. 60 degrees, you know, a light sweater. I don't have to do anything besides cook all day, and I'm fine with it. I think that's great. But I'm a strong advocate for a white January, like a snowy January.
Oh, start the year off fresh and yep. Blank.
Yep.
Okay.
Strong
okay.
Advocate for it.
I've never had a white Christmas. Even last year when I went to Kansas to visit my wife's family, it was not snowing, despite everyone telling me it was going to snow. So I've never had a white Christmas. I think I'd be inclined to have one. I think that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
But it's not happened for me, so.
It is kind of nice, honestly.
Yeah.
It is nice. But, you know, it's also one of those things where it's like, it is that Christmas propaganda.
Yeah. I mean, Christmas ganda is a really interesting thing.
I'm telling you, those liberal Hollywood elites and their white Christmas propaganda. I can't. I'm sorry. It's just so funny.
it's wild, especially when think about all the traditions.
Call. Yeah, I'm gonna get a phone call, like next week. And they're like, hey, we got a show coming. And I was like, cool. What is it? It's a Hallmark Christmas movie. It's like, we're doing it in January? It's like, yeah, they get them out early.
Yeah, we got to start all over again. The cycle begins anew.
The cycle begins. All of the Christmas movies are made in January and February.
My favorite game to play with a Hallmark Christmas movie, because invariably a lot of them take place in a European country and they involve some measure of royalty or whatever, what have you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My favorite game to play is when you're in a fake European country is determine if they're Axis or Allies.
Oh, that's fun.
It's real fun, because especially when you get to some of these countries like Belgravia or whatever. And it's like where'd you fall on the World War II line?
Did you say Belgravia?
That is the name of a country. I think it's the name of the country in The Christmas Prince.
That can't be a real place.
It's not. It's a made-up country. But here's the trope. It's a made-up country that's fabulously wealthy and has a dateable royal.
Belgravia is a district in central London, which I do have to note that have you noticed how much the British people love Christmas?
Kinda, yeah.
The British people love figgy pudding.
They really love Christmas.
Why didn't you still want to call with them? I thought we were watching a movie.
Yeah, I'm popping in and out.
He's just going in and out.
Because I can't be here the whole time, but I still want to be part of it.
I'm sorry, Callie wanted me to inform you that Belgravia is from the movie The Princess Switch.
Ooh, The Princess Switch.
Aldovia is the country from The Christmas Prince.
All right.
Are you hearing that happiness?
Kind of makes you want to have kids, right?
Absolutely not.
It's right. Chris can just be godfather to six kids.
That's an accomplishment. I say that could be an amazing thing. He only has to get like a present for like two of them, because he can pick and choose which ones he likes.
Yeah. They have to fight for my affection.
Our boo-boo's falling off. We're going to need my boo-boo.
I hate when that happens.
Do you want a boo-boo? I don't even need a boo-boo.
Okay. Kaylin or Anna calls Band-Aids the boo-boos.
Sure.
No. She doesn't use them when she's hurt. She just uses them when she wants a sticker, basically.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anna, can you say, what does Santa Claus say? We don't know who taught her, but someone, she knows that Santa Claus says ho, ho, ho.
Mm. Oh, we're in trouble.
Anna, here we go.
You want to move?
Yeah. Emma?
He doesn't have Emma.
It's Christmas. Yeah.
Okay. You
got
one? You guys
ready?
Ready?
Look
at him. You got
all better.
Oh, she's not having this Christmas Eve.
She does not. When you have to pull the Band-Aid off, that is not a pleasant feeling for her.
Do you like it?
Sorry. Anyway, I'm gonna bounce again. I'm sorry, guys. I thought I'd have more time. But
that's fine.
No worries.
We're probably gonna start wrapping up soon.
All right. Well, look, I love y'all, and I'm looking forward to our end of the year best of show.
Yes.
Oh, that's all next right. week.
Bye, guys.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, right.
Or like ho-ho, hopefully, am I right?
Get out.
No. Get out, ho. E. Okay. I. People love you.
So, yeah, that's where...
Yeah. I think Belgravia would be in the... they're in the Axis.
Okay, what about Aldovia?
Oh, Aldovia. Not yet a nation.
Oh, you don't think?
They were created after.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not only were they created after, they were created after the fall of the Soviet Union.
Like 1990?
Yeah. It's a whole new nation.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
It was like a nation that was originally part of Luxembourgist. I don't know.
You sounded so confident, then you ran out of steam at the end.
I really did. Because there is a Luxembourg.
There is a Luxembourg, yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of any weird made up. Because Estonia is a real place.
Yeah.
It was an offshoot of Norway.
Probably.
Yeah.
It does have snow in it, so that's good enough for me.
Good enough for me. I wonder if the Nordic nations love Christmas. Or if they're just kind of like, they just deal with the cold, and they're like, yeah, we got other holidays that we celebrate.
Well, that's kind of my question is, we know how popular Christmas is from an American perspective.
Yeah.
And we know the British love it because, you know, there are dads.
And then in Japan, the tradition is to have KFC on Christmas Day.
It's true. They're something over there.
I say that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with it.
Yeah.
But KFC though, come on.
I know, right? KFC did some real, it seems like they did some really good marketing to get the Japanese people on board to eating their fried chicken on Christmas Day.
They must cook it different over there. That's got to be what it is.
It's got to be really good, right? I didn't have any KFC when I was in Japan because I don't really care for KFC. I'm more of a Popeyes. When I did eat meat, I really liked Popeyes.
Sure.
So I never had KFC. I always felt like that was dumb. I'm like, why am I going to KFC when I have a Popeyes?
Gotta tell you, I don't really like Popeyes either.
That's fine.
You know what I like is I like grocery store fried chicken.
Oh, nice, nice. Gas station fried chicken is also.
You gotta get it at the right time, otherwise it's been sitting there for 10 hours and it's basically shoe leather.
Yep.
I hear you. Yeah, I don't. They must cook it different in Japan. That's no way that it doesn't make sense.
Right.
Anyway, there is
no, who knows?
Who could tell?
Who is really keeping score here?
Exactly. All right, so let's wrap. Is there any other like Christmassy thing you want to talk about on our school's out forever Christmas show?
Christmas thing? I do. Okay, so there's something about Christmas and Final Fantasy that go together, because for the longest time I would be getting Final Fantasies as Christmas gifts or any kind of Square game. Aww. And I'm looking at this article on Inverse about the Final Fantasy Pixel Remasters. It's finally coming to consoles, and it looks like they're going to have a really nice edition of it with a vinyl.
Like a really nice collector's edition?
Oh my god, this is really nice. This is surprisingly really nice, no lie.
Okay.
So I think Final Fantasy video games are usually a really nice thing that reminds me of Christmas, because the way I remember, so Final Fantasy VI came out in October, but I didn't get it until Christmas, so I would rent the game, but I spent a whole week after I got the game, from pretty much the night of Christmas till New Year's, playing Final Fantasy VI like a mad person.
$2.59 for that collector's edition, by the way.
Not bad. It's got vinyl in it.
Sure.
New vinyls.
Crazy. Anyway. Yeah, no, I agree. You know what I think is interesting is that there's no real Christmas video game.
And there is Miles Morales.
Yeah, that is true. But like, that's the only one. Like, yeah, you've had video game versions of like the Grinch, and you've had like I don't know, maybe there's a Santa Claus video game or something.
Oh, dedicated to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, nothing... There's no real Christmas games, and that's... I just think that's kind of weird.
Well, there's probably, like, one done by, like, a... you know how they had all those religious video games?
Oh, yeah. Like Noah's Ark and stuff?
Right. There is probably one that's like that. And it's probably really bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's terrible, but I also wonder if, like, the fact that it would only be at Christmas would, like, kill replayability of it.
Yeah. There is a Duke Nukem Nuclear Winter.
Is it the good Duke Nukem or the bad Duke Nukem?
I guess it's the bad.
Oh.
Is there a good Duke Nukem?
I will say the first side-scroller and Duke Nukem 3D.
Okay.
After that, there's no good Duke Nukem.
All right. Let's see. I'm looking real quick.
Okay.
The Division happens during Christmas.
Man, I played some of the Division, and it's a game that I like the concept of, but I'm really not happy with how bullet spongy all the bosses were.
Oh, so but everything. It made no sense. It's got to be a little realism in here, buddy.
I remember we were in a fight with a fire guy, like a fireman, and he was just eating headshots for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The Division, great concept, not a great game.
Yeah. Yeah, this is all, like, stuff that... Yeah, Duke Nukem Nuclear Winter is all Christmas. It's Christmas-themed. St. Rose 4, how Santa saved Christmas.
I mean, I forgot about that.
Parasite Eve happens during Christmas.
I've never played Parasite Eve.
Oh, you need to do that.
Arkham Origins takes place at Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, no, if you pull up the list on... there's more than I thought. Dead Rising
there's a
4?
Lot there's a Hitman... Hitman Holidays.
Oh, does Kingdom Hearts 2 take place at Christmas?
I guess it's a pass, right? The Home Alone, the SNES Home Alone video game takes place during Christmas.
No.
Home Alone
oh,
is a Yakuza
Christmas
movie.
Kiwami took place at Christmas.
Yeah. The Japanese-style Christmas. He got KFC.
He got KFC. He beat the shit out of some street toughs. It was a great Christmas.
Yeah. great Christmas. I think that's a win. At the end of the day, that is the...
I think Kiryu got the Christmas he deserved.
Yes. That's the best Christmas you can ask for.
He got to fight Majima. He beat the shit out of some toughs. You know.
Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I really loved how this episode just went.
This
all
went
over.
Off the rails. We had crying children. We had no clear plan. Just a disaster.
It was great. It felt like a whole bunch of reindeer just broke into our house, and it was like, "What do we do?"
Yeah. All right. Let me ask this: What's the worst Christmas thing that exists?
The worst Christmas thing.
Yeah, movie or special or what have you. Let's end on a real fucking downer for the holidays.
Can you give my hot take?
Yeah.
Gift expectations.
Oh, okay.
I really think that's a downer. I really think I personally understand that some years some people are incapable of giving gifts, and I respect that. And you know, if you want to give a person a gift, I think that's great. But do not expect them to give you a gift if you're giving them a gift, because not everybody is capable of enjoying the ability to give another person a gift. And I do think that, like, Christmas is a really sad time of year for a lot of people. And I just think being aware of that, this is for all the viewers and all the listeners. You're viewing a podcast. It's weird. Just be aware of the people around you and make sure they have a really good holiday, that it be Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Yule. Just be
nice.
Good to one. Be nice to one another this year and every year of Christmas, because that's what the holiday is really about. The holiday is really about coming together during a time where things die.
Wow. Jesus.
Right?
I guess.
What you got?
What's the worst thing about Christmas? I'll tell you what, I don't really care for white elephant gifts.
Oh yeah.
I think it's kind of dumb to pick shitty gifts and just be like, haha, you got something terrible.
I just recently emceed a white elephant gift party at El Pablo Real, and I made it into like a game show. And it was a big success.
Oh,
and
excellent.
I think if you're going to do a white elephant thing at a big party, get an MC that will treat it like a game show.
I thought I heard from a friend of a friend that a Christmas party they went to, people were just putting stuff from their house in their white elephant gifts, and you got to put like a price minimum on a white elephant.
Oh yeah, gift. Definitely. I'm a strong believer at $25. Nothing more than $25.
Yeah, I'd go with that. And really, yeah. I have a price scale in my head, and it depends how much I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Where you fall on that list depends what you get.
Yeah. I always feel like it's always great when someone has the gift that has all the lottery tickets in it.
Hmm. I feel like a lottery ticket's a dangerous gift, though.
It is a dangerous gift.
Because if you win, I mean, then you've got a lawsuit on your hands.
That's true, right? It can be a little weird. Oh, well. It's Christmas.
Yeah, perfect time to sue your aunt who got you a lottery ticket that you won big on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go have cookies and watch Christmas things.
Sugar cookies are the ultimate Christmas cookie.
I like a shortbread with a bit of chocolate on it.
Oh.
But shortbread cookies, they're a pain to make. Yeah. So
They are a pain to make.
Store-bought sugar cookies are very good, and they will do in a pinch.
Yes. I feel like now I want to go get some store-bought shortbread cookies, get some dark chocolate, melt some dark chocolate, dip them in some dark chocolate and call that a day.
Yeah. I think that's the right call.
That's the right call. That's happening.
I went to Crumble earlier and I got a snickerdoodle from Crumble that I'm just gonna nosh on.
Good call.
Crumble cookies, possibly a little too sweet, but very good.
Yeah, but they are good. They are tasty. Split them. Split them with people. Share them. Share them with your friends.
Yeah. My wife got the hot chocolate, so she can have that one.
Yeah. It sounds good.
All right. Well, have a happy holiday season. We will see you back in a week for the end of the year, because nothing's coming out between the 27th and 31st of the month.
Nothing at all, but we will talk about...
We'll talk about something.
We'll talk about all the video games that we played this year.
Yeah, again. Josh can take his time to not be a coward and give us his real game of the year.
I love it. You're right.
All right.
I can't. But we can.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.